Okay, so we're going to start. We're on the Aleph. Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. Today's daf is sponsored by the Freud family, in memory of Esther Ruchama Vaskayim Alevi, Neshamah Rav and Leah. So we are on daf Mem Aleph, I think it's like 7 lines down, by the words. Right, we're 7 lines down, I guess, from the words of Par. Right, it says Vapar. So basically, it's a few words of introduction. And we're now talking about the Limur of Rabbi Shmuel, as opposed to Limur of Rabbi. Okay? So Rabbi Shmuel learned out from the word in this Pasuk, from the word of Par, that's talking about the Par and Lovish Al-Tzibur. Right? The Pasuk is Vasala Par, Hashala Sala Par, Hakata, Sefein Yasavo, the Kipar Lehem, Akom, and Islaf Lehem. So Rabbi had learned that the Par was talking about Par Yom Kippurim. But he says Par here is talking about the Par and Lovish Al-Tzibur. Now, just a few things also. Remember, we have to keep in mind that constant ideas by Kutchim, a double alum of the Hekesh, ain't no closure will have the Hekesh. You can't have a double Hekesh. You bring something over. If A equals B, B doesn't necessarily have to equal C. You have to have a separate limit to get it. To get from A to B with the Hekesh, you can't get to B to C with the Hekesh. That limit. That's number one. Number two, yeah, the concept of, in the Pasuk of the Par Kohen Mashiach, it mentions what has to be hooked with Olam Beah. So it mentions the fats, they have to remove them and burn. It also mentions the Oseris, the Shtei HaKloyos and the Oseris and the Kavein, right? It's like the fats by the kidneys and the fats by the liver and the lungs. Those also go up onto the Mizbeah. However, it's not mentioned anywhere else. It's not mentioned in the Parah of Lodosh and Tzibur. It's not mentioned by the Parah of Odozari. You have to learn it from the Parah Kohen Mashiach. Number two is that we have two Karbonos that are very similar. We learned in Mishnah Tesorios is the Parah of Lodosh and Tzibur. That's when Tzibur does in the Veira. And then there's a specific one that they do a plate of Odozara. So we have the Sir Fatas for the Avodah Zarah. So by the Fatas for the Avodah Zarah, there's no description of it at all. Everything is learned out from the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. The question going to be is here, is that the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur is learning out the Shnei Kvayos and the Osiris and the Kaved from Par Kohen Mashiach. And now we're going to try to bring it also across to the Sir Fatas. So that becomes a problem because we said before, the double Hekesh. So let's just read it inside. So Par, right, it says La Par, Zeh Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. Gemara says, wait a second, what parsha are we talking about over here? The pasuk we mentioned is in Vayikra Dalet. It's in the parsha of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. Why do we need a word in the pasuk that's talking about Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur to teach me it's talking about Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur? That's what we're talking about. That's the Indian we're in. The Gemara says, right, how the Tzibur group fix it? We're ready in that parsha. Amar Papa says, the reason why we have to mention again Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur in the parsha of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur, Mishum Deboi Agmurei Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur Bioseris Ushtei Akloyos L'Sir Rei Avodas HaKavein. We need to learn to teach from Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur to the Sir of Avodas Zarah the concept of the Ushtei Akloyos and the Oseris HaKavein. And U Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur Beguf Elo Ksiv. But that halacha of being marked with the Oseris and the Kavein and the Ushtei Akloyos is not written in the parsha of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. But how do we learn it? The Hekesha Asi. It only is learned out from a Hekesh to the parsha of Kohen Mashiach, which we saw on Lama Tetra Beis. It said Kasher Asa Lepar. So we learn out Yoseris Kabed Nishnei Koyos in Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur from the Par Kohen Mashiach via a Hekesh. Now you want to learn it out from the Seer Avodah Zarah, that becomes a problem. Because it's right? It says Lepar, Lamahavik, therefore you will be a Hekesh to a Hekesh. So you write the word Lepar again in Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur to teach me that it's as if everything is written in this parsha itself. So it says Lepar Lemahave Keman Diksivei Begufei Lo Lahave Dabra Halam BeHekesh Choser Malam BeHekesh. The word Lepar somehow has the magic of saying that everything that we learn about Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur, Lepar, it's written in this pasuk of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. So I learned it out from a Hekesh to Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. But now the word Lepar stands for the fact that everything that I learn out from Par Helam, everything that I learn out to Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur, it says this is written with Beferish by Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. So now that it's written with Beferish by Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur, I can now relearn it as a Hekesh to Seiri of Avodah Zarah. That's why I have the word Lepar of talking about Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur in the Parsha of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. Okay? So the Gemara then says, Hanyaka Basi de Rafafa. We have a brisa that supports Rav Papa. How do we have that? The brisa says as follows. It says in the parsha of Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur, right? It says, the Asa, right, the Asa Lepar, Kasher asa lepar achatas. The Gemara says, my Talmud lomar lepar. What do I need by the word? What do I need with the words par? Right, it says lefisha nemar, because it says by the seiri abos hachavim. What does it say there? It says v'nislach lahem kishkag lahem v'hemei v'yos korbanam mishel Hashem. That's the pasuk by the Seirei Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk is mentioned. The extra pasuk, the second part of the pasuk of the Heim Heviyos Korbanon is extra. It doesn't say anything. The pasuk goes to 7. Nislach Hatishka Gahu. Why does it say the Heim Heviyos Korbanon? So he says Chatosam, right? The Chatosam says the Heim Heviyos Korbanon Mishel Hashem. The Chatosam then says Chatosam Elu Seirei Bosafavim. That is talking about the Seirei Bosafavim, which the pasuk is talking about to begin with. Shkig Gosam, which says Shkig Gosam in that pasuk, Zef Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor. That's talking about the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, right? The Shkaga is written over there, says Im Kol Adash Shal Yashu Shkaga, Yishnu, so that's why Shkig Gosam is talking about the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor. So then it says Chat Gosam Al Shkig Gosam. What's the connection? So you see that there's a heckish between the Chat Gosam, which is the Seer Avodah Zarah, and Shkig Gosam, which is the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, right? So Amra Torah Chat Gosam, Harei Lekot Shkig Gosam. We see that the Chatos, the Seer Avodah Chachavim, is like the Shiga. It's like the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzivor, which is that you are Makdir, the Yoseris, and the Kaved, and the Shtei HaKvayos. But the Bryce asks, Shiga Gosam, the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzivor itself, Mehechel Mamadita. From where did you learn that this Par Helam Dover Shal Tzivor is Makdir, the Yoseris, and Shnei HaKvayos, the low Beit Hekesh? Didn't you learn it out from the Hekesh from Par Kohi Mashiach? Like we learned in Lama Tess of the Beis. The Gemara says, right? Is it possible that someone that's born with the Hekesh can then go relearn that item with the Hekesh to someplace else? The Gemara says, no. That's why it says in the Pasuk of Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, Par Helam Dovah Par, it says the word Par. Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, right? Zeh Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, Lepar, Zeh Par Kol Mashiach. There are two Pars in that Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, the Asa Lepar, Kasher Asa Lepar. So one Par is Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzivor, and one par is par kohen Mashiach. So therefore, how does that work? So therefore, par is kohen Mashiach. So therefore, you have the hekesh of par helam dovah shel tzibor to kohen Mashiach, and then it's as if the second hekesh is as if it's already written there. So we have to learn that, like we've learned before, that lapar makes it written there. It says Lapar, one par is the Par Kohen Mashiach. That teaching that everything from Par Kohen Mashiach applies to Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzivor. The other par is to establish that everything that you learn out for Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzivor is if it's written in the Pasuk. So once it's written in the Pasuk, then you can relearn it out for Hekesh to the Seir Avodah Zarah. Right? Everything that you learn. Everything that you learn, it's not a double Hekesh. It's not a double Hekesh. A double Hekesh doesn't allow you to not allow a double Hekesh percussion. What it does is, it's weird. It's two-step process. I learned out from the Par Kol Mashiach to Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzivor via Hekesh. Now I have an extra word, Lepar, to tell me that everything that you learned out from the Hekesh, view it as if it's written b'feirush in the Pasuk. Now all those items are written b'feirush in the Pasuk. I can then learn out for another Hekesh. I have two occasions. It's two occasions, but not a double Hekesh. Double hekesh now that I learn. I have one hekesh to establish everything, semantics, but I have one hekesh to establish everything, right? And then I have another hekesh to take it somewhere else. But the reason why I can take it somewhere else is because that extra rapar teaches me that if everything is written in that pasuk. Yes, it's the double hekesh. I'm not calling it the double hekesh, I'm calling it two hekesh. Okay. Correct. But you're not violating the rule of ain't over the hekesh, but close over the hekesh, because it's as if it's written in the pasuk. Okay. Amamar. We learned in this brisa that we just quoted. Chatosam. It says chatosam. We said elu seirei avod sochavim. Right. We said the pasuk said v'nislach lahem kishtagahi v'heim yivios korbanam mishel Hashem v'chatosam l'tnei Hashem asher gosam. So the chatosam, right? We said the chatosam is. The Seir Avodah Chachavim. Chatosam Asher Gosam, you made a Hekesh from Seir Avodah Chachavim to Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzivor to teach me the Akhtaris, the Teres HaKavein, the Shnei Kolayos, all that stuff. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do I need Chatosam to teach me Don't already know from the previous pasuk that we learned? Right, we learned a different pasuk. Take tefek leg mikra kama, because we learned somewhere else. We said, we learned the asol lapar kasher asol lapar achatos. That's in the parsha of Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor, right? And over there, there was a hekish from asol lapar kasher lapar achatos. You have a hekish the tzibor of kachavim and Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor. The Amar Mar, because we said in on the Lama Tetzlam and Beis, we said achatos in that pasuk is larabo siirei abos kachavim. So now I have two places where I'm learning out Siirei Avos HaKavim. I'm learning out Siirei Avos HaKavim from the pasuk that we learned on Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, right, the Hachatos is to include the Rav of Siirei HaKavim. And now we also have the Chatosom, Asher Lefnei Hashem Asher Gassom, to make the Hekesh from Siirei Avos HaKavim to Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor. Why do I need two psukim to teach me the concept of Siirei Siirei Avos HaKavim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, again, Papa to the rescue. Amara Papa. Itzrif, I need both Hekeshim, right? Because I need to have the Hekesh by Chatasam. I need to have the Hekesh of the Asa Lapar Kasher Asa Lapar Chatas. And I need the Hekesh of the Chatasam with the Hashem Asher Gosam. The Sakadai the Kamina, I would have had to have a meaning to say, Hani Mili Hazos the Ksideh Begufe. They only had the first Limud. I would have thought that the only time I have the Hekesh between Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor and Siirei Avodah Zarah, it only has to do with the hazos, with the sprinklings. Why? Because those items are written beferish in the pasuk. I know what your question is. Those items are written beferish in the pasuk by Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor. But I have a hekesh from Siirei Avodah Zarah to Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor. Maybe it only applies to those that are written exclusively in the pasuk. However, aval yoteres ustei akloyos devok shivam begufei. But the idea of offering up the fats and the yoseres and the shnei klayos, which is not written the feirish in the pasuk of Parhelm Dabar Shel Tzibor imalo, maybe they wouldn't be hukash, they wouldn't be compared to each other. Kamash malan. Therefore, I have the pasuk to teach me chatasam ashevigasam, and in that pasuk it doesn't mention any of the avodos. And if there's a hekesh, it applies to everything. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. I don't know the answer. Didn't we just say that the word lapard means that everything that's written in that's if it's written the feirish in the pasuk? And who said that? Rav Papa said that. Good question. Dosu says, Tema, ha amar lapar, what we said the word lapar, maisi lahachi, it comes to teach us, lemahavi kamada katsavikufei, like more than Siri Vosvachavim. It's as if it's written favorish in the pasuk. And that's how I can learn it out to Siri Vosvachavim, because it's not a double hekesh. So what are you telling me? That your teresa kavein is not the favorish written in the pasuk? You just told me it is the favorish written in the pasuk. Tosu is stuck. He says, Veshema, he says, maybe. I don't know what the cloud means of Veshema, right? Maybe the Sefer Nachle Mai will tell us what Veshema in Tosos means, right? Got to bring it in. Veshema, he says, Veshema, Ilab HaKakesha, without this Hekesh, Tekatosam, Ashugasam, Mohamedashim Lahaki. Maybe that's the key word to allow you to make that drasha. I don't know, but it's a very strong question. Okay, it's a good question. So the Gemara now we have a question on the Gemara, and this question on the Gemara is basically a machlosi in Rashi and Tosos. We'll try to learn it. We'll learn it the way Rashi says it. So now the Gemara is going to ask. We mentioned the brisa on Daf Mem of Beis, right? We brought a brisa to prove Rav Papa, and now we're going to say that it's weird. That's a good question that Tosos has. Now we're saying that brisa doesn't sound like Rav Papa, which is weird. Rav Papa brought that brisa to support himself. Anyway, so Amalei Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nosson LeRav Papa, the Hat Tana, this brisa that you brought, right, to prove Rav Papa, right, that says that basically we go to Brisa to prove that Lapar comes to teach. Okay, I'll say it again. I messed up. We had a Brisa on Daf Mem Amud Beis that brought, I started saying it the way Tosafot, let's say it the way Rashi. Right, we had a Brisa on Daf Mem Amud Beis that said that the Gemara brought a Brisa to prove Rav Papa that with the word Lapar, right, the word Lapar comes to teach me the power of Yom Kippur. Okay? But Par Yom Kippurim Lechol Masha Amar Be'inyan Ka'amar. Remember, Rav Papa learned. Look at that Rashi. Hot Tanu Rav is part of Kippur Kol Nikamar. Amakula Milsha Yolotin Hefili Kufa Atamat Atam Dam Tzvila. Rav Papa learned that the only Hekesh that you have from Par Yom Kippurim, this now basically going away from what we learned. But he says that the Gemara said before, Lapar, to teach me Par Yom Kippurim. Rav Papa said that Lapar only comes to teach me the things of At Vedam Vetvila. which there were three things. And number one is you have to tip your finger all the way in. You can't pull it on the side. It has to be all the way. It has to be all the way up to the top. That may have been the same limud. Hello. The Gemara on Lamed Tes, basically, they were dorish from the word lapar. The word lapar is by Parim Lavi Siltivor. We learned to include Par Yom Kippurim. So originally the Gemara and Daphne brought Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says to teach me that all the hazos, right, all the sprinklings of Par Yom Kippurim they're ma'akos to kapara. So that's what we learned out from Parim Lavi Siltivor. Rav Papa says no, and he says that the pasuk comes just to teach us the halachos that you learn out from the words at v'dam u'tzvila. Okay? Right, that and the din of kol hazos are ma'akos, he learns from somewhere else. And the Gemara there brought a brisa from Rav Papa. So now the Gemara asks, so now Rav Huna comes and says, well, that brisa that the Gemara brought as a raya for Rav Papa doesn't sound like Rav Papa, because the brisa says, because it says, because that brisa over there says, par yom kippurim l'chol mashma u'r b'inyan kamar. The lashon is mashma, that par yom kippurim is to include everything that's done by a par yom kippurim shel tzibur, should be known by a par yom kippurim. Even the din of all the hazos are ma'akov zedzeh. And therefore, when Rav Papa says that the hekesh is only to rava at dam mitzvila, that's wrong. Because the brayt is mashma everything. Tosos asks, in the middle of Tosos, he says, right, he says, v'teimu d'la'el hebi abraysa l'siyul Rav Papa, v'hashda aparach minei. And now you're asking the Pasha on it. He says, so Tosos doesn't really like Rashi. She said, warm Tosos, he explains it. The Kasha differently. But let's just answer the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, Rav Papa answers simply, it's a machlokas Tanoim as to whether or not we learn from there that the sprinklings of the Yom of the Par Yom Kippur are active or not. One mandamer says you do learn it from there. One mandamer says you don't learn it from there. You have to learn it out from somewhere else. Tana Debe Rav, the Braisa, the first Braisa, right, that's in the base register of Rav, Marbi Hachi. He learns the word of par is only comes to teach us the halachos of at damu tzvila. But the time to be Rabbi Shmuel, lo marbi hafi, they don't learn it this way. They learn it that you can learn the par to be marbe even all the dins of the sprinklings. That they can be ma'akiv zedzeh. It's not so, the Gemara doesn't flow, according to Rashi. But right now, basically, we had this whole long Gemara about the paran lovers of Sivur and the par yom kippurim and the hekesh and hekesh. Now, also, we're jumping back, someone's asking a question back on the brisa on the mem and the flamet test. About that price not really doesn't sound like it supports Rav Papa. I mean, it's just this whole Gemara just seems out of place. It seems out of place here. Right, Tosos says that's one of the problems. Is the Yish Lomer the Parah Hachi Kola Amar Beinyan Mashma Afilu Yoteres Shnei Koyos Mishul Betziv Kasher Yuram. So I have to look at the Tosos, but I think that's one of Tosos' problems. We have to try to learn it what we're learning over here. Right, so, time, homework, look into Tosis. Okay, so now, big thing over here, we actually have a few lines of Agadah. So Gemara's going to bring, two brisos that is to try to explain the difference, why there's a difference between Parkol and Mashiach, and Parkol and Tzibur. Tan de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. They learned in the brisa that's reported in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. The Brisa asks, "Mifnei ma ne'emru yoseresh u'shtei akloyos bekarkol and Mashiach?" Why is the concept of being maktir the yoseresh u'shtei akloyos? Why is it specifically written by the parkol and Mashiach below ne'emru, and it's not written beferish, but parham davar shel tzibur? Again, of course, it is written beferish and parham davar shel tzibur. But it's not written beferish. The words are written in parham davar shel tzibur. Rather, we have to learn it out from the parkol and Mashiach. Mashal lemelech baser adam, because it's comparable to a king. Shazam alohavo, he was got very angry on somebody he loves. Umiyet b'sirchono b'fnechi vaso. So therefore he personally got upset about somebody he likes very much. So therefore he doesn't want to say so many bad things about it. So he doesn't mention everything about what he did. So the nimshal basically is, and so too by parim davar shel tzibur, the tzibur is the people is what's loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess the tzibur is loved more than the kohen Mashiach, and therefore he was mekatzer by the tzibur. When he mentioned the Yosaris and the Kaved by the tzibur, because he's angry at those who love him, so he mentions a little bit less. What? One more line. And that will be it. But Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, says again, if Neima Nemra, why does it say, right, the Torah says that he's a Medam Shef Amif Ne Hashem, it's Pnei Paroch Zakodesh. It says, It's the Par Kohen Mashiach, below Nema Repar Hamdavash Asibur. The Parochus is called the Parochus HaKodesh by the Par Kohen Mashiach, but by the Par Hamdavash Asibur, it just says that he just said upon the Tnei Hashem Esplei HaParochus. It doesn't call it Parochus HaKodesh. So why is the difference? Why is it called HaKodesh by the Par Kohen Mashiach and not HaKodesh by the Par Hamdavash Asibur? So Mash, and it's weird, and the Marshal picks up on it, the Nimshals go two separate ways. We just mentioned now that he loves Bnei Yisrael so much, that's why he's Makasha there. But here he says, Masa Lev Melech Basar Vadam, Shesarcha Alav Medina, that the entire Medina got him upset, which is Bnei Yisrael, in the Utah Sarcha, if only a small amount of the people got him angry, Hamalya Shalo Miskayemes. He still loves them. The Chabura of all his people, they all Miskayemes. In Ruba Sarcha, ain't Hamalya Shalo Miskayemes. If everybody, a lot of people are getting him upset, then he pulls away his love. So that's why by the Parallel of Tzibur, which a lot of people to sin, he pulls away the word HaKodesh, by the Kohen, there's only one person who keeps the Kodesh. So the first time we said that he loves Bnei Yisrael, that's why he doesn't mention the Seres HaKavet. The second time he says, he doesn't love them as much, that's why you pull away HaKodesh. They seem to be splitting and going two opposite directions. The Ben Yoyada says that the Silik of Kedusha is also a shift of the Kodesh. He says it's a muscle for a melech that was gozer and anybody that who would go across his words, that he would have to bring a certain knas, right? So he said, you have to come to me to bring a knas. And therefore, so then when the guy who he loves, does the sin, and he has to come bring the knas, the king leaves the room. So when he comes in, he's not there, so he's not embarrassed. So too by Yisrael, so the word HaKodesh is taken away, because when they come in, Hashem's not there, so they're not embarrassed. Hashem not being there is like a really bad thing. That's like Tzilut Hashina. I don't know, that's the Ben Yoyada, I don't understand it. Anyway, you see the kash the Marshal brings, it goes two separate ways. Okay, back, that's the Agadza, I think for a while. That's it. Okay, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis mentioned that by the karbonos that are brought on the Adar Mizbeach, one matnas adam, according to Betila, one matnas adam is enough to affect kapara. Therefore, if you gave the first, if you did the first sprinkling of the first hazah the way you're supposed to do it, and the other ones with the machsheves psul, the korban still kosher because everything was done by the first sprinkling. But if you gave the first sprinkling, but counter that is, if you did the first sprinkling with machsheves pigul, and the second one you put from pomo, the carbon is pigle. It's all done. It's all everything that's ma'akev is done by the first zrika. But on the other hand, by the karbanos that are given on the inner mizbeah, right, all the matanos are ma'akev. You have to, in order for it to be pigle, you would have to have machshavas pigle on all four matanos adam. And therefore, we said the Mishnah said leficha. Therefore, by the karbanos, these karbanos on the inner mizbeah, in nason kulon ketiknon. Had you give them all, done all those the right way, and only one of them you said shaloka tikna, then it would be nifsal, but there'd be no karban. No kares. Meaning, I said katikna, I guess over here meant you did it all for pigle, but the last one you did not pick pigle, it's puzzle, but there's no kares. Because you weren't mocked with the you weren't mocked with the katikna, because all four are considered one unit. So the Gemara now says, I guess it would depend on who you're holding or Shimon or not, but if it's indispensable, if whatever's... Right. Well, we have that. We have Mechasha B'chatzi Matir. We had that sugya. We had those rules already. We discussed that, Mechasha B'chatzi Matir. This is by the four, specifically by the Zrikos. If I have I'm doing the Zrikos with Pigol Machshava, if I did this, Mechatos HaFitzon Yosef, only the first one is important. Not just Pnimi, also all four. How does with the Shlita? We have it. Let's see, had the Machshava with one pipe and on the other pipe. We had it. Okay. So it's not Hasa. But Gemara is now trying to figure out who's the author of our Mishnah. Okay, so it's not Hasa. We're learning the Mishnah in Menachos, right? About Pigol. Again, Menachos has similar Avodos. So you have the Komets like the Shlita, the Halacha, the Halacha. You have different Avodos. So Pigol, the Komets, v'lo v'levona. The difference is that by the korban mincha, you put two things up on the mizbeah. You put the komech, which is like that three-fingered worth of the flour, and there's also the levona. Right? They have the whatever it's the levona that goes up on top of the komech on the mizbeah. You have to burn both of them in order to be allowed to eat the korban mincha. So you have two matirim. So the question is going to be, what if you have pigle intent in one matir? Does that make pigle, or do you have to have pigle for all the matir? Similar to what we have now, because the sprinkling is the matir. So Gemara says, pigel v'komet v'lo v'lavona, or v'lavona v'lo v'pigle. Rabbi Meir Omer, pigle v'chayavim alav kares. Rabbi Meir says it's pigle. Pashtus is, he means, and we'll get, obviously, if it's Pashtus, that's not what we're going to do. The Pashtus is that he says that you can have a pigle machshava b'chatzi matir. The Chachamim Omrim Ebo Pikaris. Chachamim say it's not pigle. Ad sheyipaga b'chol matir. In order to make pigle by the mincha, you have to have pigle machshava by the entire matir. By mincha, there's the labona and the komech are both separate matir. In order to have pigle, you would have to have a pigle machshava by both the labona and the komech. Rav Meir says it's pigle, it says it's pigle, but yechayev alav karis. Mashmos is that he must hold it as long as you only have machshava for half of the matir, for one half of the matir, that would be sufficient. Rish Lakish says no. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, lo tema taima de Rav Meir de kastavim pagim b'chatzi matir. Don't say that the reason why Rav Meir says that you get that it's pigle over here is because he holds that you don't have to have machshava's pigle for the whole matir. Even if you have machshava's pigle by chatzi matir, that's sufficient. Why? Right? Elohachi b'mayiskinan. What are we talking about in this case in the Mishnah? It's kegon shenoshon es hakomets b'machshava. You were makir the komets with the machshava to eat the mincha chutz lezmano. That's a machshava's pigle. The levona, and then you were makir the levona afterwards, b'shtika. You didn't say anything. You were completely silent. Well, that's the machlokas, Rambam and Rashi, that was in the first that block, whether machshava is machshava or it's ba'amira. Rashi here says beferish, it's talking about amira. Rashi says in the middle of Kigon, it says v'chol machshava the kachin motzi b'pehu. That was the machloket said the first day about whether the machshava is machloket in Rambam and Rashi Tosos. So he says elahachel ma'askina kigon shenmasnas hakomish machshava ve'lavona b'shtika. So therefore what? Because savar and he holds, or Meir holds kol ha'ose. If you do something without machshava, al das rishona hu osa. You continue the original das. Machlokes, whether that's an umdano, that's a din. Machlokes in the sasemis and the griz. But basically, the idea is if I have an initial amira or initial intent, depending on which rishon I'm holding, like if I have my initial amira of pigle, and then the next part silently, then it's as if the initial intent continues forward. Right? Kola osa al das rishona hu osa. So even if I didn't have specific intent at that moment, nevertheless, I say that the second Haktarah was done, al-das, the same das I had on the first Haktarah. And therefore, it's as if you were mefagel b'chatzi matir, the entire matir. So nobody holds you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. What you're saying here is that the machlokas is whether or not kol ha-osa al-das rishona hu osa. It's an interesting halachic and a tidbit over here. It's brought down in the back here. The sefer called the Kovitz Dorshim Shalagudas Harbanim the Poland. Okay, that brings down that there was some advice was given by Rav Alter Azriel Meir Eger Milubin, Akiva Eger's grandson, who I believe became a chassid. The whole book's written about that. Yeah. So his Akiva Eger's grandson became a chassid, and the problem was that there weren't very many jobs that Jews could do in Europe. They were the money lenders. Right? See, they lend in money. What? Maybe. that's why he converted. Okay. So the problem was with Rivas. So they had a whole takana that they were trying to make a way, and it was difficult to get all the heter iskos and this and that. So they wanted to make an etza that what you would do is that when you started going into business, you would go to a Rav, you would make a heter iska, and you would basically say that all my dealings should be done based on this heter iska, and therefore I'm constantly have the heter iska, and I can deal with my, and I can continue going dealing with rivets. I don't have to worry about it each time. So it brings in there that Rav Eliyahu Kletzkin and Rav Meir Arik and all these other Gedolim Ador, they discussed it about the Eitzah of Rav Meir Eger, Rav Azriel Meir Eger, and they said that, yeah, it works. Why does it work? Because we have the concept of Kola Osa al Dash Rishonahu Osa. That's what we get from our sugya. That Kola Osa Dash Rishonahu Osa, and he gives a mystical reason for it, but since Dash Rishonahu wants to do with the Heter Isker, the Iskan, that continues. Sounds interesting. Rav Aaron Cutler has two problems with it. He says, number one, Kola Osa Dash Rishonahu Osa, what did we just say? That is the Shita of Meir. But we don't hold like Rav Meir. We hold like the Chachamim. What? Oh, he'll do it. Of course. Okay, of course. So, the question though is that a chumro or not have to do that? So, if Aaron Cutler says, number one, it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same because we're holding like a mayor as opposed to the Chachamim. But he gets out of that. He gets out of that because he says that maybe the Chachamim only say that over here is, because he didn't make a tnai originally. But in the case of Vega, you're making a tnai. But his major issue that he has with it is that there's a big chilek in the sugya. Because in our case of Kola Osa, Das Masona Osa, we're dealing with the same Maisa. I'm being makriv the Kolmates and I'm being makriv the Lavona. It's happening right then and there. It's the same Maisa. The case with the Heter Iska, it's like, okay, I had a business dealing in 2008, and another business dealing in March of 2009. How are you bringing Das Masona in across? So he said that he has issues with that, and maybe that's what people do, like the way you mentioned. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara now just said that the machlokas in Rav Meir and the Chachamim, that Mishnah, has nothing to do with whether you're mafaga the chatzim matir. The machlokas is whether you say kol osa el dash rishonu osa. So the question is now Rav Meir, Reish Lakish is trying to prove that our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. So Gemara, Reish Lakish says, mimai, how do I know that this is Rav Meir's shita? How do I know that Rav Meir doesn't really hold mafaga the chatzim matir, but his shita is talking his shita in that Mishnah Minachos? Is because al dash rishonu osa, because mida katani, because it says in our Mishnah, right? It says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the karbonos that the dam is brought on the mizbeach hapnimi, they're ma'akos zeh, and the Mishnah then says lepicha by these karbonos im nosam kulo kitiknon. If you did all of these matonos the right way, kitiknon, the achad shelo kitikna, and you did the other one shelo kitikna, meaning you did the machshavas pigul, it's possible ein bo karis. It's possible that there's no kares because you didn't do it at all, right? Because all four are ma'achus the karbon. So therefore, you were not mefagah b'chatzim matir. So then the Gemara says, so you have to make a diyuk from the Mishnah, right? You can be medayi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, what happens that if you did kulon ketiknon the achad shelo ketiknon, that's dafka if the machshavas pigul was at the end. Ha, however, you're making a diyuk achad shelo ketiknon. If I did one with the machshavas pigul, the kulon ketiknon, and then afterwards I did the rest ketiknon, that would be pigul. That's what the diyuk makes. So the who, what? Why? The Mishnah says three, then one. That's what? Yeah. The Mishnah says kulon ketiknon ba'achas shelo ketiknon. So if I do three the right way, one not the right way, that's possible no karis. So mashma the other way, mashma the opposite way. Why isn't it listed then? He's saying it is. We oftentimes make this diyukim in the Mishnah, right? Maybe it's in the Kolim. When do we make the diyukim in the Mishnah? When do we not? Let's see what he says. So he says, "Acha shaloka tikna." What? No, I just saw it today. So he says the diyuk would there be ha acha shaloka tikna. If you do one pigle, the kul to take none, it would be pigle. It's based on that diyuk. So mani, who would hold of that diyuk? That would be pigle. So ilay merabbanon. If you say it's a rabbanon, like the Mishnah Menachos, ha'am rabbanon, aim mefagam chatzi matir. Can't be rabbanon. Rabbanon's a bit famous. You're not mefagam chatzi matir. If you're not mefagam chatzi matir, it doesn't matter which side. If I had pickle on one sprinkling, or pickle on three sprinklings, as long as I don't have pickle on 10 and all four, it's not going to be pickle. So who could it be? Elo Rav Meir. It must be Rav Meir. But if Rav Meir holds, I'll say it outside first. If Rav Meir holds that mefagam chatzi matir, why does it make a difference whether it's three and one or one and three? As long as you have pigul and part of the matir, that would be enough, right? Ella Rav Meir, the itaim of the Rav Meir, we shouldn't follow the chatzim matir. Who? Afilu ketiknoni. And even the way that the Mishnah mentions with favors, that you had three ketikna and one shelo ketikna, that should be pigul. So why does Rav Meir only say pigul if you have one pigul and three without intent? Must mean, right? Lav mishum de kasavar. Kol Osel Dash Mishonu Osa. It's because Rav Meir holds Kol Osel Dash Mishonu Osa. So therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where I had three, I did the first three Machshava correctly, and then the last one silent, that's just Kares. That's just possible though Kares, because I don't have Pigel in every case, in every part of the Matir. The first three I did Katikna. But in the second case, in the Diyuk case, I did the first Matano with Machshava's Pigel. The last three I did silently. I had no Machshava. But so that means I'm Osek Kedas Rishona. So it says, if I have Pigel intent on all four sprinklings, Kola Osa Adash Rishonu Osa, and therefore I have, what do I have now? I have Pigel in the entire Matir. And therefore I have Kares. What does it mean with legitimate? He's saying that but he's not saying it's good Machshava. He says, Lo Katigna. What? That's believing. That's what they're saying. Well, then he's not doing it al Das Rishona, and that's Pashat, because he's changing his Das. If I say it's Pigel, and I say, oh, this is not Pigel, this is Chutz from Komo. Well, that would be possible, because you weren't mocked for the entire, if you say that you could be Bafag of the Chatzim Matir, so that maybe when you did part of the, I don't know, but maybe when you did part of the Matir, it already established Pigel. But we're saying right now that both Rav Meir and Chachamim, neither of them hold Bafag of the Chatzim Matir. The issue is whether Osel Das Rishona. You can only have Osel Das Rishona if the second part are silent. If they're not silent, you're not being so mechadash rishona. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, no, I'll tell you that our Mishnah is the Olam Rabbanan. Our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. I can say that our Mishnah is in the Shita of the Chachamim, who say, Ein Efagin Dechatzim Matir, no matter what. And they do not say, right, that if you're Choshev Rishonah Moshevah's Pigel, you don't say Choshev, you don't say Eldash Rishona, right? We don't say Kola Osel Dash Rishona Hu Osel, right? Rather, you have to have Pigel in the entire Avoda. So, my Kitiknon the Pigel. So, what does it mean when the Mishnah says, the Mishnah said, Nasan is Kulon Kitiknon, the Acha Shalok Kitiknon. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that he did the first three silently. He's supposed to do it silently. Not supposed to have a stumble smoke. It doesn't mean he did the first three silently, and the last one he did Pigel. Rather, the Kavana is Kitiknon means he did Kitiknon the Pigel. Interesting. He says that he did it in a way that could create Pigel, which means he had Machsheves Pigel, right? And the Mishnah explains this way then. What happens? Since all of them are Akvo Zezeh, even if he had Machsheves Pigel by the first three, right? Nevertheless, if the last one, he doesn't have Machsheves Pigel, it's only possible in Ebo Karis, because you're not Mefaga B'chatzir Matir, and also, we don't have Kola Osel Dash Yishon Hu Osel. That's what he says the words mean. Ketiknon, right, you did Nasan Kulon Ketiknon, Ba'akashalo Ketiknon, which means I did the first three with a Machshavas Pigel and the last one without a Machshavas Pigel. Nevertheless, it's still possible to Abel Kares, because number one, it's Chachimatir. What do you say, Eldash Rishona? He doesn't hold a Kola Osel Dash Rishonu Osa. The Gemara says, wait a second. Here's your question. Hami Dekatani Lefichach in Nasan Kulon Ketiknon, Ba'akashalo Ketiknon, Apostle in Kares, Michal Ketikna Lech Shehu Dasa. Let's go. What do you exactly? That's your question. That doesn't fit in the words, right? The Mishnah says what? Lefichach. Therefore, if I did all in Ketikna, the Achash Shalom Ketikna, possible in Karis, right? It's mashma that the Tikna. What's the mashma? It's mashma that the Shalom Ketikna is what's pulling, is making it possible. Mashma, the first three are done correctly. Not done with the Pigel Machshava. So what's going on here, right? He says. Rashi says, "Hold me the ketani the achas shalokatikna the lokatani kulon ketiknon chutz meachas mehen over achas meshdika." Doesn't say that. Oh, he did it all right except for one, or he does one meshdika. It says he did a ketikna. Ketikna is shmamina ketikonon. The amar lehechsherohu ketikonon means that he did it with hechsher, right? And that's what Mashna does. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says I can find you an answer. Say it like this. So, Amar Rava, my Shalok Ketikna. What does it mean he did one Ketikna, or Ketikna, and the other one Shalok Ketikna? You're right. He says, Shalok Ketikna, the Mishnah is for Chutzlam Komo. Well, it means he has the Avoda, you can still have Ketikna to make it a Hefsher. It doesn't have to be a Kusher or Machshava. Ketikna means as opposed to the Pigle. So, Ketikna would be Chutzlam Komo. So therefore, he had machshava to eat the korban chutzlam komo. So then, that passes the korban, and there's no pigle. Same way. If you had machshava three zrikos, shaloka tiknon. So what's the machshava the fourth avoda? What machshava can you have to remove the pigle? You can either have proper intent or another improper intent. So chutzlam komo. That's still tiknon because it takes it out of the purview of pigle. And Rav Ashi Amar shalol shma. It could also be another way. If you talk about the chatzis and the pesach, if you talk about a machshava of shalol shma. So what's going on here? So therefore, what? Therefore, the Mishnah says that if you give all the matanos according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, you do the first three matanos ketiknon lepigol, and a matana acha shalol ketiknon lepigol, meaning you gave machshava chutzlo mukomo or shalol shma. There, since you didn't have all the matanos with pigol, there's no pigol. So there's no raya here that the Mishnah is now a mayor. Because what's the Mishnah teaching us? The Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. They're saying that you're aiming upon the Mechasim Matir, and also you don't say Kol Osa Dashishonu Osa. So the Mishnah can fit in according to the Chachamim. It doesn't necessarily have to be according to Rav Meir. Rav Shmuel says you don't Meir, and Rav Shmuel says no. Rav Shmuel says it doesn't have to be like Rav Meir. So now, the Gemara says, since the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah was talking about a case where you did the Matanos Harishonos, the Machshavas Pigol, right? And the last one with the Machshava of a different soul, right? That's how we're learning according to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Michlal, you can learn from here, the Chilo Avidla, when you didn't do the last Machshava with Michlal, the Lo Avidla puts them Kom Vishlo Lishma, it's Yerbi Bechayev, Yerbechayev Pigol. In other words, the version I'll say, even according to Yerbi Shmuel, I'm going to prove you from a deal, but it's still like Rav Meir. Why? Because Rav Shmuel now basically says, I do three machshavas pigol, I do one machshava chutzlam komo, not pigol. So what happens if I did three machshavas pigol and one machshava without thinking anything? The deek would be, it would be chayiv kares. The chilo avi chutzlam komo shalol shmo, the chayiv. Therefore what? That's like Rav Meir. That's not like Chachamim. Chachamim say ein afad v'chati matir, and they don't say kol omer kol osa dashi shono osa. So that diok that says if you do three, then one, you'll be chayav kares, that can only work according to Rav Meir. Either because he says, or because he says, according to Reish Lakish, that you had three pigol, last one silently, the last one goes according to the first one. So that would be Rav Meir. The Gemara says, no, don't make that diuk. This is, goes back to what you said. Why are you making these diukim? It says, I did a ton of resha, pigol, the chayav and lav kares, tayinam seifo, apostle of aimbo kares. No, just to keep the symmetry in the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a first case of pigol b'chayav v'mkares, so that brings going according to Shitas Chachamim. So the sefer brings a case of pasul v'ebol kares, but it's not meant to make a diuk if you had the three and the one. Meaning, even if I had three pigol and one not pigol, meaning one not at all, it would still be pasul v'ebol kares according to Chachamim, because they don't hold the kol osa dashishonu osa. Don't make the diuk that it would be chayav kares. We're not making that diuk because the only reason why we're bringing this case down is not for diuk purposes, but it's for symmetry purposes. Okay, hard piece of Gemara, but pigle is still pigle. The question is at which points in time do you have to have that pigle machshava in order for it to be sufficient? We know about luck is by pigle. No, the halacha is that you have to have pigol, according to Chachamim, you have to have the pigol machshava throughout the entire matir. So by the chatas hakitzona, it's only one sprinkling of the entire matir. By the mincha, you have the kovitz, you have the lavona. By the chatas tumios, you have four sprinklings. So according to Chachamim, you have to make if you want to make pigol, you have to make sure that pigol machshava is on all four. You can't leave it up to kol oso dashishonu oso. Because then you have an interspersed another machshava, and that is the rules of pigol. If you have another machshava within the pigol machshava, it breaks up the pigol. It's a puzzle, but there's no kares. So basically, in summary, right, according to Reish Lakish, he says that Rav Meir does not hold up the fag and the chatzi matir. Rather, he says, when you do the second matir, silently, it's as if we say, kolo osa al dash rishona hu osa. Reish Lakish is trying to prove this from a Mishnah. And these other Amorim came, they were Docha the Raya, and they said, and once you're Docha the Raya, right, you're Docha the Raya from our Mishnah, therefore we're saying that our Mishnah can go like Chachamim, we have no Raya that Rav Meir doesn't hold Eim V'Fag V'Chatzim Matir. It is possible that Reish Lakish is wrong, And the hezra of the Mishnah in Menachos is because of the Fagin of Chassimatir, not because of Kol Olsha al Dash Shomeros. Okay, stop here.